Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes. Jokes by kid.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chicken.
Chicken who?
Oh, you're supposed to say chicken what?
Please welcome to the Magic Hour, Mr. Carl Stefanovic.
You can call me Carl.
You're nothing like Matt Lowry.
I'm going to get very cranky with you. I've got some very big stories in my time, and you're disrespecting that. You got some epic laughs.
Would you rather live in a world with no Bill Murray or live in a world with no Jeff Goldblum?
I'd rather die than live in either of those worlds.
Ooh, yikes.
I feel like we should be friends.
Well, maybe if you would invite me on Facebook earlier.
It's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay?
Now here's your host, the Cam Chef, Dougie Fresh, and Cole.
We're back, you guys.
We're back.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited to be here. How long has it been? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, I think it's been about better part of a month.
Right. I think what? It's been at least 4 months since all three of us have been in the studio.
Yeah,
four months.
Because you and I did the show, and Colleen, we did the show without you.
Right.
And that was awkward.
It was okay. weird to go back to the roots.
It was...
We had to stretch.
Yeah, they do say that you never can go back home.
We ended up talking about Doug's freckles for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we got really invasive on that part.
Into Doug's hygiene.
Right. Yeah.
That's going in the best of archive.
I think it's a little odd that you equate freckles to hygiene. You know
now that
they're
I
not,
think about, yeah,
they're not related at all.
It's like a sun thing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I get it. I get the Irish blood in me. I understand.
You just got to be careful around those solar farts, though.
Yeah.
Because it's a real flare-up of freckles.
Yeah, freckles.
If you're listening,
can't imagine.
The answer to your question is yes. That was a throwback to a show from about 2.5 months ago.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah.
Solar farts are real. Let's not joke about it. Okay. Not a laughing matter.
It's a real epidemic.
949-715-5936 is the number. Give us a ring. We want to hear from you. You know, I posted on Facebook tonight that I want to hear from Ron from Kentucky because Colleen,
right. There
has been an update in that story. The tale of Colleen or the tale of Ron. I messed up.
You equate the two in your mind. That's
weird. Right, obviously.
That he is indeed alive.
Do
I have anything bigger than that?
Alive noise.
He is alive.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing.
So
there
you go. Yeah, new soundboard operator.
But he posted on, he liked a photograph, and he must have deactivated for a while. Ron from Kentucky used to call into the show all the time.
I think you reactivated just to like that photo.
I hope he did. But we're hoping he's calling in tonight.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
I miss his voice.
I miss his scent.
I miss his everything.
What was that, Colleen?
You miss his scent. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Right. I was thinking, though, it's been since I feel like I started on Magic Hour that
he called in
last.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been over 9 months.
I guess that's true.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have the relationship we have with
Do you think he found another like local radio show somewhere on Thursday nights? That's maybe closer to Kentucky, so he doesn't have to stay up so late to listen.
That's true.
You know what?
Honestly, what if you just decided to start going to bed earlier?
Right. Like what if he became an adult?
Yeah, very logical. Like he decided to go to bed at 11 and instead of staying up to like 2 a.m.
in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
He has a job now that requires that he can't stay up that late.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I mean, like, that's no excuse not to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Still come there.
Come on, Ron.
He could.
From the hills of eastern Kentucky.
He could. That's probably why he reactivated his Facebook. Heard the podcast, reactivated, liked a photo, deactivated again. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, hoping we hear from him.
He went through the whole process. Yeah.
He's keeping us on our toes.
We're hoping we hear from him regardless.
Now, a lot of things have happened since we've been off the air for a couple weeks because of Thanksgiving, because of Halloween. The last show we did together was the Halloween special.
Right. No, it wasn't.
Okay, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
But
I don't
I would
Colleen
like to point
there.
Something out.
I remember
out.
Kurt Vonnegut being there.
Kurt Vonnegut, that's right.
I don't think I was there.
It's been a while
either.
Since, yeah.
I would like to point something out. We We're the first ones to talk to Carl Stefanovic, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We liked him before That's all true. You people did.
He blew up in the media recently.
Yeah, he did.
Carl Stefanovic, host of the Today Show in Australia, he blew up recently because he wore the same suit for the entire year.
To make a point of how the female co-hosts are too closely scrutinized. Really yes. had a search for those words.
I was like, are you blaming this on them?
Sounds like something you're very familiar with.
I am. It's just been a while. But yeah.
Something you're passionate about.
So his like co-host Lisa gets comments all the time about what she's wearing, criticism, etc. He wore the same suit for a whole year. Nothing.
Nothing.
No one even saw.
He gets better by the second, man.
Yeah.
Still follows me on Twitter.
I appreciate, yeah. Well, there's that.
But what the hell?
Is that a little blemish?
It's valid.
No, that is pretty awesome. I also have to appreciate.
No, but seriously, yeah.
No, totally. Is that awesome? Cameron, not only is it awesome and he's following you on Twitter, but it is really cool that he's standing up for women.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm funny, Colin?
What a guy. Carl.
Call me Kyle.
Carl Stefanovic, everybody. Let's give it up for Carl.
Yeah.
Rise of Blights.
Rise of Blights.
You've been practicing, I tell you.
Thank you.
Did you guys have a good break? Good Thanksgiving? Good holiday?
Rise of Blights.
Did you do the...
Ate a lot of razor blades.
Can we get Colleen back and get the Australians out?
I'm sorry, I had to take a break for a second.
Did you eat the turkeys? Absolutely.
Yeah. Ate the turkey. I ate 5 slices of pie that night.
Whoa.
And I am
what?
Proud.
That's like more than half a pie, right?
Right, and like, and it was multiple kinds of pie, which is probably why I ended up having 5 slices because you can't not.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pie?
Apple. Are you,
oh, really?
Apple, nice. Apple, apple.
Apple's see, I'm a big apple pie guy, but this time of year, pumpkin pie for sure.
Oh, that is delicious.
I used to be really into pumpkin, but now I like apple and pecan.
Ooh, pecan.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we had
baby.
Apple, we had pecan, we had pumpkin. Actually, we had 2 different kinds of pumpkins. We had a sugar-free pumpkin and a vegan pumpkin. And then we had 2 different kinds of pecan pies.
What is vegan pumpkin pie?
It uses vegan pumpkins.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
It, what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just corn-fed pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Only corn.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Raised in a free-range
pumpkin. Free-range pumpkins.
Free-range pumpkins. Yeah. So, I don't know. So we had 2 different kinds of pecan pie. One that my mom made and one that my sister and I made.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's with a
different
lot of pie.
Recipes.
Who makes the better pecan? Don't be modest.
And technically the one that I used was not my recipe, but it was delicious.
Nice.
It was my aunt's. So maybe, well, my mom's going to hear this anyway. Hers was the best. Mom's obviously hands down was super, super yummy. Very good. I love pie. And I think that's why Thanksgiving is such a great time for me.
Pie is pretty good.
If it was more acceptable, I'd have a birthday pie instead of a cake, but people seem to kind of frown.
We live in a world. It's 2014.
Weird about it. And also, if you don't get the right kind of crust, it's hard to stick candles in it.
That is true. They're kind of like falling around.
Right.
Just lay them on top. I mean, it's close enough.
Then the happy birthday
song.
Just
like light it on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
I already told Doug this, but I flew out of town. I mean, it's not a secret. I flew out of town.
What?
For Thanksgiving. But
yikes.
When on my flight to the Midwest, I say that because I don't want to tell you where I live, people.
Right. Missouri.
On my flight, thank
Missouri.
You. On my flight to the Midwest, it was the shakiest flight of my life. It was the worst flight of my life.
Sponsored by Shakey's.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who listen to this show know that I talk about flying a lot. People may think I might exaggerate. I might go overboard with it. Doug brought up the point.
Exaggerate? Never.
Well, Doug was saying the other day, like, do you ever have a normal flying experience or something?
Wait, can we talk a second about how?
Yeah, I'll just stop.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Thank you.
This I don't know what she's going to say.
About flying, but what?
But it sounds more important.
But now, anytime someone talks about flying, I can't not hear Louis C.K.'s stand-up about like people just bitching about flying and how unnecessary it is.
Ungrateful.
Right.
That you know they're flying.
Now,
so tell me about your bad flight.
I'm grateful about flying.
Tell me about it. Did you not get there?
Did you not get
I know,
there?
I got there.
In marvelous speeds?
I right. did, and I
you
got there
flying
quickly.
In a vacuum in the air?
And I don't know how it works, and I wouldn't pretend, and we are talking about flying still. I don't know how it works. I don't pretend to know how to do it, but This flight was so bad, the guy next to me threw up.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you throw up?
I was close.
I was
much closer after he threw up.
That is such a fear.
What did he do with the bag after he threw up?
You just have to hold on to it,
threw it
right?
out the window.
Oh, okay. That's easy fix.
No, it's not even possible. For those of you who haven't flown before, you can't open the window.
Just roll the window
down. Is that why Bono's flight, is that why the door flew off because someone was trying to throw out a barf bag?
Did that happen on a flight?
What?
What? You guys didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh my gosh. Bono's the U2 guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The YouTube guy?
The YouTube.
Well, he's on YouTube.
He's
as
YouTube
well.
Famous.
Yeah. Which isn't a lie.
Right. But, someone correct me if I'm wrong. If it was Bono or it's the other, or was it Sting?
I can't Sting correct you. You're bringing Bono? Up the story.
It's either Sting
was
or Bono.
Was it an international flight out of the UK? No. Or?
Yeah, it was like a flight somewhere over Germany to something. Anyways. So,
what?
The main singer either the main singer of U2 or Bono or Sting.
Let's go hit Terrace Chase and let's put a bit. They had the pet.
Okay, yeah. The point being, some main singer from a big band from Europe was flying, and all of a sudden, the door to the plane flew off.
What?
And, like, baggage got sucked out.
Whoa!
And stuff like that.
So
it'd be like emergency landing. Yeah, and it's just like that. Right. Just like that. Just quick. But he's fine. He is injured. That's why I don't know if you've heard, but whichever of the artists that I'm not.
I haven't heard any of this.
Whichever
stuff.
The one has been injured, that's why.
Wait, is that why would they like force the new album on everyone who owned an iPhone?
Yes.
You're going to take it.
In memory of Bono?
Right. Actually, it's the karma that happened.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good way to think about it.
What's the lesson you learned from that experience, Colleen?
Lesson you learned. Well, just take commercial flight, don't go private jet. You can't trust it.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5.
Welcome back, Magic Hour. We're all back. Happy to be with you.
Giving you a little time to kind of take some stress off.
Yeah.
Chill with us. Hang.
Right.
Hang out.
Mm-hmm. Hang out before the holiday buzz and rush of everything.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're like in the weird eye of the storm right now between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'm not ready for it, to be honest. And, you know, typically I'm a pretty big proponent of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I realized the other day, I'm probably not going back home Midwest for Christmas.
Oh, no.
And my immediate thought, and this is terrible of me, was how does the present exchange work then?
Do they send it out to you?
Is it a U-Haul situation?
Right.
Do we have to go?
Are they on hold?
Right,
like, until I visit again? Like,
are there tracking numbers involved? I don't know.
Do you have to get your shopping done ahead of time to make sure that it's out?
Right.
That's really annoying.
Does it mean I have to give gifts at all?
Speaking of shopping, you guys done any?
No.
No,
I haven't.
No, not at all. And I don't even know. I don't even know, like, people, it's getting increasingly harder for me to even decide what I want now because I've simplified life down to I like eating.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Doing radio on Thursdays, whatever.
Yeah.
That's it.
Driving my car to the beach.
To the beach.
Merry Christmas.
To the beach.
That's a hard gift for someone to give you.
Yeah.
So they could drive you to the beach.
They could drive
you. Unless the joy is you driving.
Well.
The things I want are intangible, like happiness.
I love that is intangible too.
Yeah.
Oh,
really
man.
Out there concepts.
Always intangible.
Happiness.
I thought of a gift and I feel weird even talking about it, but I thought
is it for one of us?
No, it's for all of us.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't decided if I want to pull the trigger or not.
Communal gift?
It would be like,
I don't know how I feel about like a sauna trip.
Is it a picture?
is that what you're like a day at the spa or
like a spa
day for the Magic Hour?
Perfect.
No,
tickets to go out to Kentucky?
No.
Okay.
To hunt for Ron.
Yeah.
The search for Ron.
Sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
The search for Ron
is on.
But I will say
Bring it, Ron. Sorry.
No, keep going.
That's all I have.
What's the present?
It was. Well, I'm not saying what it, but it's. it's the same item and it would be matching and we would all have it.
And sweaters? What is it?
I just don't know if I want to drop the money on it.
Phone covers?
Oh. Oh. Phone covers. So it's not, well, maybe we should all talk about it and then buy it for each
no,
other.
No. Right. No, if, no, no, no. If I mentioned it, if I brought it up right now in an open discussion of like, should we get these? You guys would
You'll say
no
yes?
way. No, you're
oh.
saying no
just
way.
Just do it
oh,
then.
Oh, say it then.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No. Just do it.
It's ridiculous. Oh, just
give it I really to like okay. I really like onesies if that's what you're
that's
asking.
That's not what it is.
Well, but I don't want it.
Are they hats? Are they hats? Are they
no,
hats?
No.
I think we should keep guessing for the next 45 minutes.
You guys might get it. You guys might get it.
949-715-5936. Let's do some Hollywood 3. Yeah!
That really sucks, lady.
All right. Light that candle.
So big news dropped last Friday was the Star Wars teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, money.
I mean, I know it's been almost a week since it came out, but why not talk about it?
Let's do it. You know what? Let's just do it. I feel like nobody's been talking about this thing.
Yeah.
Right. Very.
No one at all.
Is that a sign of something?
Colleen, are you a Star Wars young woman?
I know. Am I a lady? I know we've kind of talked about this before. I am so pro Star Wars, and I have Star Wars apparel and shirts and stuff like
nice.
That. So I know that I could probably be a better fan. It's been since I was a child that I watched all of the old ones.
So you you come to the midnight showing next December with us?
If you invite me,
as if
me,
there's
I will
even
go.
Going to be a midnight showing.
Right.
Are you coming to the 6:45 p.m. the day before showing?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Early bird special.
What if you were to dress up to to the premiere?
Right.
With your friends, maybe us.
Yeah.
If we're still friends.
If we're still friends.
What would you go as?
Probably Han Solo.
Really?
Yeah.
Han Solo.
I can't think
Good
of anything
choice.
Original or
young Han Solo or the decrepit Han Solo who's maybe in this movie.
Decrepit. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
What would you be, Doug?
In a perfect world where money was no object, I would be a stormtrooper.
Right.
In a good outfit. But with my budget, usually I go as Han Solo because I have that stuff. But if you're going.
Did I ruin it for you?
No, no,
I
no.
can find something else.
No. I would do something else.
I think I would be either the rat-like creature on Jabba the Hutt's belly.
Nice.
Ooh.
Or dead Greedo.
Nice. You'd be Jabba-lint.
Jabba-lint.
Yeah.
If I could do it right, I'd be Jar Jar Binks.
Would you? Mm-hmm. Yikes.
You'd but right. that's like a commitment.
I saw you look down your computer. Did you have to Google the name of
right,
the character?
This is what I mean by
is
not.
Is that what just happened?
It's because I couldn't remember if it was Jar Jar or Jar Jar.
What did you search? Annoying Star
I know.
Wars
no,
character?
I put in Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar?
And it was like, Jar Jar. Okay, good.
Did you mean Jar Jar?
I'm sorry. Did you mean watch the film again?
I saw her delay. I looked, she's like, I know what I would be. I would be a Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. That's what I mean by I could be a better fan.
Would you commit to like being really annoying?
Oh, that would, yes, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, I agree
like,
with
throughout
that.
The whole movie, every time she's like, Misa, like,
yeah.
out loud, you'd be hated.
But yeah, that trailer though, that was good.
For
yeah.
movie.
But yeah, trailer looks good. Okay, what are you most stoked about? Just with what you've seen.
Honestly, I'm excited to see the old dirty Star Wars come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I think that's my answer too. Just like the old aesthetic with
yeah,
its, you know,
like the X-wings that look beat up.
Yeah, they're not so everything's not so perfect and shiny. Yeah. And
you can tell like the shot of that person inside the cockpit of the X-wing. It looks like an actual ship too. It doesn't look like digitally replaced. Whatever. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about there being, aside from essentially cameos, I think, of the original cast.
Right.
I'm excited about all these kind of C, D, E-list actors. Is there an E-list?
C, D, E-list.
Everybody knows a C, D, E-list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked. I'm glad that they get the opportunity, too.
Yeah. That is what I'm just interested in seeing pretty much like, you know, not nobodies, but, you know, minor... Not huge stars in an action movie.
Yeah.
It'd just be cool to see fresh faces.
That's actually a very good point.
Yeah.
To finally have something that's not in your face, an actor that you already know.
Yeah.
That would be
And, you
nice.
Know, we before, when they did the prequels, you know the story that's being told.
Right.
And now we have no idea what they're going to tell.
Right. Yeah. I love the premise or, like, at least the teaser that they've given you of what the plot is about. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. I also awesome. Have to say that, like, I, as much as it's annoying that Hollywood, like, constantly does, like, I guess, prequels and sequels and stuff like that, like, I love it. Like, I know it can be annoying and, like, oh, there's no new creativity, but, like, I love the fact that they just almost, like, beat a dead horse with... If something was successful. And this has been successful, so I'm glad that they're bringing it back. Maybe Star Wars will just be one of those things where, like, it never dies.
Ever?
I hope. Kind of. Actually, I kind just of do hope that.
The universe
that.
Gets bigger and bigger.
And that's probably the only franchise I'll say that with.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that brings up the next topic, because you're saying how they're beating a dead horse.
Right.
New Terminator movie came out. The trailer.
The trailer.
Did. And you were supposed to watch it right before the show happened, but...
Oh, yeah.
I think that happened.
Well, let's just phrase it like this. Do you think that there needs to be another Terminator movie?
No, absolutely not. I don't think that there needed to be another Terminator movie...
After the second one.
After the second one.
Because they killed it.
The second one was good.
It's great.
Right.
That was the best one, I think.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. And I remember I loved the Terminator show at Universal Studios when they used to have it. I loved that.
All the good ones are gone at Universal.
I know. Backdraft.
Backlash. That's great. Look out.
You just go into a room.
You go in
and
say things, and then you have to like deal with the repercussions.
You backlash.
Karma.
About. Yeah. She's like an annoying teenage girl just giving you backlash about some topic of your choice.
If you're choosing, yeah, exactly.
So pretty much to give you just an idea of what it is, the new movie is pretty much the first movie, except it's like an alternate telling of it.
So like an alternate telling or alternate ending?
So no telling. Like, so the guy goes back to save Sarah Connor, and he gets there, and she's like, oh, I already know what's happening, because this older Arnold, who looks physically older, came before you to like save me from something else. And then the Morpheus Terminator is there too, but he's not the same actor. He's this young Asian guy.
Do you think that they think that they'll get away with this pretty well, because this is what they did with Star Trek when they did the new Star Trek? They kind of screwed with the timeline.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, what I do know is that they can't spell Genesis right.
That was my next point.
Yeah.
I as soon as I saw the trailer today,
someone thought that was like the most cleverest thing ever.
This is how they'll spell in the future.
They're gonna see it's like Genesis, and then it's like system mind blown.
I grabbed my King James Version of the Bible. And looked at the book of Genesis to see how it was spelled.
Not spelled that.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. I'm non-denominational.
All right. Cool.
What's next in Hollywood 3?
You and I, Cameron.
Yes.
Colleen, unfortunately, couldn't make it. But
right, but
for
I've
the
heard
best.
Two conflicting reviews, so.
But we saw Dumb and Dumber 2 when it came out opening night. We did the commitment. And what's your conclusion, Cameron?
My conclusion of Dumb and Dumber 2 was it is noticeably the most rememberable.
Let's go hit Terrace Chase and those for the bit. They have the pit.
The most rememberable.
It's called memorable.
Memorable waste of time.
Yeah.
That I've had in the most. Recent memorabilities.
At least it was memorable.
But for
it
the
was
worst
so
reason.
Bad.
It was so bad.
It was dirty. It was raunchy. It was not based in any kind of reality.
First off, the story is super similar to the original, which is just like, wow, lazy filmmaking.
Yeah.
A lot of the jokes were just so much more like shock and awe. It was just like, this is sexual and you think it's funny because it's edgy, but it's actually not.
It was like we were in the 90s.
Well, no. Well, I've heard people say that with like, oh, this comedy may work in the 90s, but it doesn't work now. But it's just like, the original isn't like overly sexualized.
No, it's
not.
That's
true. That's actually very true.
I think that's like a mistake to like say it's 90s.
I feel like early 2000s.
Yeah.
In 2000s, or even just now. Like things were like overtly
American
sexual.
Pie. Yeah.
Right. Check this out. Yeah. Cameo in it. What's her name? What's the little girl who does the pageants? Her
Honey
mom.
Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo's mom makes
June?
A cameo.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's indicative of the whole movie.
Very true.
horrible.
Yeah.
I think that is if one horrible. Sentence you can sum it up.
Do you think she got paid for that?
Oh, yeah,
for
oh, yeah, sure. Definitely.
That makes me so upset. That makes me so upset.
Oh.
And that was, by the way, that was in a fantasy scene.
Yeah. He's having a fantasy.
Point that out.
Honey Boo Boo's mom is there. God. Jennifer Lawrence was supposed to have a cameo, but she requested that it be removed.
She made the right decision.
She knows what's up.
Smart girl.
Yeah. Just when I thought Jennifer Lawrence could do something dumb, she went and did something like that.
It's a stretch, man.
And totally redeemed herself.
No. You dropped it. You dropped
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
He dropped it.
I apologize.
He dropped it.
Anyways, don't go see it, Colleen.
Okay.
It's a waste of your time.
Just watch
it. It's a waste of your life.
The original's on Netflix.
So many things.
The original's great. You could tell by the trailer, though.
You can tell by what?
You could tell by the trailer it wasn't going to be.
It was so digital, too. It was like.
Oh, it looked bad.
Nasty. It was gross. It was also Jeff Daniels looks so much older now.
Yeah, he looks pretty horrible.
And Jim Carrey. Anyways, Serial, the podcast. We're gonna talk about that coming up after the break. Listener question and musicians from the 2000s.
Ooh, nice.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
You're a fat loser and you have body odors.
Now back to the Magic Hour.
All right. Subscribe to that Magic Hour podcast, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, all of the above, MagicHourRadio.com, Twitter, Instagram, at Magic Hour Radio, Facebook.com. Facebook.com.
Facebook? I used to, speaking of wrong URLs, used to, I would type Google and press enter. Okay, it works, obviously. Sure. Add an extra O.
Yeah.
Still works.
Google.
And I used to like keep adding them until I saw like to the point where like, it stopped redirecting you.
How many?
It's pretty far.
How many?
I don't remember. It's probably.
I bet it's the same as how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Definitely.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Nope. Right?
Call sure.
949-715-5936 is the number. Speaking of podcasts, we are all listening to a new one that's going around the social medias.
It's making it rounds around office.
It's making its rounds around that water cooler. And I tell you, it's a good one. Cereal.
Not the breakfast food.
Yeah.
But the other
thought cereal. About doing another podcast called Cereal, but it was spelled the other way, and it's only about breakfast cereals.
Or it's someone's definitely done it. Yeah, mysteries about cereal mascots.
Yeah, like
where are they
murder
now?
Mysteries about Captain Crunch.
It was Captain Crunch in the library with a spoon.
And the sour milk.
And the non-fat milk.
So this podcast, it follows a murder case from 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Former reporter from the Baltimore Sun, Sarah Koenig.
She's from Baltimore?
Yes.
I never made
who,
that.
Who works on This American Life over at NPR.
Right.
Now is doing this show, hosting this show, and she's getting invested in this murder case from 1999. Mm-hmm. Colleen, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what that is like?
Yeah, so it happened near or in Baltimore, Maryland. Was it in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in Baltimore, and it was this young girl named Haley, mm-hmm. and she was murdered by being strangled, choked. But her ex-boyfriend, who was also same age, what were they, seniors?
Yeah, seniors in high school.
Seniors in high school. He was charged of the murder. But Sarah Koenig was sort of approached by family members from the ex-boyfriend named Adnan Syed.
The one who was convicted.
Right. And they were like, they just don't feel like anything adds up to as far as, or that there wasn't enough evidence to put Adnan away all
and
what, of this. So,
what do you,
sorry,
what kidding. Do you think of the show yourself, Colleen? Are you a fan? Do you think it's good?
Yeah.
Not good?
I think it brings conflicting ideas as far as entertainment. Just the idea of like, it's so well done. It is so well produced. And it's got This American Life backing it and sort of the idea of within 9 or 10 episodes telling the same story.
Mm-hmm.
And it does shed light on the judicial system in our country, which I think is great. But I have a really hard time listening to it sometimes because I need to remind myself that while this is a great story, a girl is dead.
Right.
Yeah, it is
it's
real
a true
life.
Story.
Right. It's yeah. a true.
They're
think,
real people.
Right. That's the thing is you forget like, oh, this is a true story. And like, not only is there a girl who is dead and has been dead since 1999, but there is a young man who's in jail and has been since 1999. Yeah. So
that's interesting because I actually had a very similar feeling to that when I saw the movie Pain and Gain, which is supposed to be like a comedy action thing.
Right.
But then it reminds you throughout that this really happened.
Yeah.
And so you like see someone die, like with their head smashed in, and then it'll like pause and it'll be like, reminder, this actually happened. And then you like feel weird that like you've been laughing at like this weird, like kind of debauchery. And it's like, wow, this like actually happened though. Now I feel weird about using this as like entertainment.
Right, that you're like consuming it.
Do you feel that they do a good job of being sensitive to that? Mm-hmm. The fact that it is a real life situation? Do you think that she does a good job being sensitive
no,
to that?
No, I don't think they do. In the fact that it being an NPR-based podcast, there's a lot of me that's like, well, great, here's more upper class, white sort of pseudo or non-pseudo but intellectuals coming into a lower socioeconomic community and being like, let's relive this horrible thing that happened here so that we can investigate it, but so we can also make a product off of your stories and all these people's pain. And so it's sort of like, again, making entertainment from I don't know, sort of the upper class making entertainment out of, I don't know.
No, I think
you know
what
I
saying.
Mean?
I get your point, yeah. You feel the same way about it, though?
I mean, like, I've heard that, and no, it is definitely, and it definitely just brings up good, like, questions about just, like, what entertainment in general is, and, like, what are the, implications of, like, the content that we're, like, digesting. But,
yeah.
I haven't thought too much about that.
Yeah,
I've been too, because I felt weird sometimes,
right.
But going with that, because I'm like gotten really into it and listened to it. And then I'm like, is this any better than just like a Saturday night crime mystery that they have
right.
on like 2020 or not? Like I am enjoying it and I do like it, but it makes me like question like, is this any better than just like a, you know, weekend, like who's the real killer?
I think it is. I think it is because now if she, Sarah Koenig, if she went about the whole thing from a single-handed point of view, like if she went in saying, I am going to prove that he is innocent.
Right.
I would feel that way.
And that,
if
that
she
is,
said, I am going to go in and prove that he's guilty, I would feel that way. But she goes back and forth, which I kind of
I do like they're really neutral.
She's honest.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like, is increasingly harder to find in like journalism, which is like a really neutral point of view.
Yeah.
So I do agree that she does a good job of doing that.
The one thing I will say is that I find it fascinating, and we'll move on in just a second, but I find it fascinating that we are talking about essentially a recorded radio show in 2014. Like so many people go into a workplace and they're like, hey man, did you, oh my gosh, cereal last night. It's like, that's
crazy.
How we act about Breaking Bad and stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's like we're back talking about radio.
We're back in like the 30s.
Right.
When like everyone listened to radio.
Yeah.
It's
an exciting time to be able to say like, oh, have you heard about this podcast? What do you think? And people are participating in it, which I think is huge for radio and for podcasts to sort of be like, it's not dead, you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we're still here.
Right.
I like to imagine people, you know, coming to the workplace and be like, did you hear the Magic Hour last night?
Right.
That happens.
So
man.
Exciting.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so exciting.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We never got to hear how Cameron got to the Midwest.
Did he make it?
Yeah.
Find out next week.
Let's not talk about that next
week. No, we're not going to talk about flying next week. We will talk about
next week on the Magic Hour.
Previously. On the
you know
Magic
how many
Hour.
Times I've been wanting to do that?
To do
and I've just never done it.
Yeah.
Having a previously on the Magic Hour. And then like us pretending like we killed someone or something.
I'm going to conceptualize something on the air right now, which is always dangerous waters for me because I say it and then we're like, that's too ridiculous.
Never
but then
out.
The listeners are teased and are like, well, you should do it. I think we should do like a 60-second drama every week, like recorded just like a little 60-second drama
seconds.
With like sound effects.
Yeah,
and like,
we're like
in studio. Sound
maybe
effects.
It's a little romance for maybe it's like a soap opera or something. I don't know.
You fire a blank gun in here.
Yeah. Musicians from the 2000s. Let's hit this real quick.
Right.
Colleen.
Absolutely. So I just thought that it would be fun to sort of bring up some names that we haven't thought about or forgot that we even knew were part. And I kind of wanted to also quiz you guys and see if you remembered who these people were and what their songs were for.
Okay. Do you want a little music under this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll give you some.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to say their name, and if you guys can remember...
A single or something, we can shout
it out.
Yeah,
like a single or song. Because most of these are like they had one song, and that was it.
Sure.
Okay, so Hoku.
Hoku?
Hoku?
No idea. Never heard of them.
Hoku.
Hoku.
Right?
Hoku. I have no idea. Hoku? Okay.
If you're fans of the movie Legally Blonde, she sang the song Perfect Day. Nothing standing in my way.
Oh, I do know that song. Yeah.
Hoku.
Hoku, huh?
Hoku. Yeah.
I think that was also in like Clock Stoppers or something.
Very possible.
It was a very happy, upbeat song. And with like a little sort of not rapish vibe, but like, but very almost spoken word.
What else
Wake
we got?
Up a little after 12.
I love those songs.
Right.
Wow.
Anyways,
okay. All right. Huge this fan next over one. Here. Maybe I don't know if this is sexist of me, but maybe you guys will remember this better because you're boys.
Yeah.
Korn.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Korn
yeah.
with
Come
the
on.
Backwards K.
Korn
right?
is still or, relevant, right?
Right?
Aren't they? I don't
I
know.
I eat corn every day.
Right.
Do you? Orally. Aurally.
Aurally. Yeah. A-U.
Korn, though. Yeah, that's a good one. Of course I remember Korn, yeah.
I can't remember their... Korn wasn't the one...
They said...
Which one was Limp Bizkit, and they had a famous song? What was Limp Bizkit's famous
Limp
song?
Limp Bizkit's favorite, I think, Honey Nut... I don't know.
The one with Halle Berry?
Biscuits and gravy or something?
Right. something about that.
There's a music video with Halle Berry, or he's right. in it. Fred Durst is in it.
Fred Durst, yeah. that
and
name.
And Christina Aguilera.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What else you got, Colleen?
Okay. Jaquan.
I know the
Jaquan?
Name, I don't know
Jaquan?
Why.
No.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure Jaquan.
Oh, yeah.
Jaquan. Jaquan? It was J-K-W-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a station.
This one, you guys will absolutely remember, but...
You listen to J-K-W-N here on...
J-K-W-N? Laguna's only FM.
Jaquan.
Wicked, what?
Yeah.
This one, obviously, remember, but maybe we haven't thought of in a while. Eiffel 65.
Oh, no. They're always in the back of my mind.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
My life is
I'm blue.
Blue.
I've got
a blue Corvette.
They'll always be rememberable.
Memorable.
I hope you guys remember this one because I still listen to them. BB Mac.
Oh yeah, BB Mac for
Until
sure.
Until you're back here, baby.
Baby. I don't really.
And yourself. Right. Oh, BB Mac. I love BB Mac. That whole album.
I love BB Mac.
Sooner or Later. That was
oh,
my
yeah.
jam.
Oh yeah. What else we got?
It's okay. sad that BB Mac and Bernie Mac were never able to collab together.
Oh no. That one is the best.
Yeah, but who's next?
Okay. 9 days.
9 days.
Nope.
Okay. Does this ring any bells? This is the story of a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Down a river and drowned
my favorite part of the song is, this is the story of a girl. Yeah.
Yes!
I love it.
I, like, the know best. All the words of that song.
Right.
If it's playing, I can sing
right.
along.
Yeah. And last one, which I wish we could always forget this one, but unfortunately we can't. Hoobastank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Darius Rucker.
I think my brother was a big Hoobastank fan.
I'm not a perfect person.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of Hootie and the Blowfish.
We know you were.
A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for a bandit the size of a tangerine. So we went looking for the local government. In 6 months, I saw a tangerine the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been the tangerine. Some men aren't looking for anything logical. Some men just want a tangerine.
The Magic Hour on KX 93.5.
That's right, this is the Magic Hour on KX 93.5. We got a few more minutes left. We got a few more tangerines left.
Got tonight. A couple more tangerines.
I don't know if I've ever had a tangerine.
That's
Stop
not. That's
it.
A lie.
No, I'm serious.
Is that like a Midwest?
You've never
thing?
Had a tangerine.
What's it? What is a tangerine?
It's a mini orange.
It's a mini
oh, I've
orange.
Had, yeah. I've had
no, but it's not a cutie.
Cuties are tangerines.
Oh, they're not cute?
Oh, are they really?
Aren't they?
I don't know.
I thought they were, yeah. I thought that was just a brand name.
So is that like a marketing tool then? Because we didn't eat cuties when we were younger. We ate tangerines.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just a brand, like Kleenex.
I had Pop-Tarts. I don't know what... Do they have tangerine flavored Pop-Tarts? I don't know.
Tang. Isn't Tang kind of a tangerine?
Tang.
Tangerine? I wonder if that's where they got the name.
Tangerine. Tang.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably.
You want to do some jokes? Yeah, cheer us up a little bit.
Yep. All right. So.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Sorry. I know you guys don't like this theme anymore for whatever reason, but I still do, so.
This is good. I have more child. Focus jokes. Right. Something that a child would say.
Child focus jokes.
Yeah. They're already laughing.
Child joke.
Okay, great. So, it's December, so obviously holiday time, wintry. Let's get into the theme.
Light it up.
Right. Where does a snowman keep his money?
In his snow cone.
Ooh, it's clever, but no.
In his snow wallet.
In a snow bank.
Okay.
Right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe for those of us who haven't lived with snow, a snowbank.
I know what a snowbank is.
Yeah, we know what. Okay, well, I was about to say all up in his snowballs.
Okay.
That's not one of the jokes.
Leave the joke telling the
comedian. All right.
The professional.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What do you call a snowman in summer?
A puddle.
Yes.
Was it really?
It's a puddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
In summer.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Cue the studio clap.
Me too.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, too late. Too late.
Here we go.
Don't play. Don't you dare play.
Here we go. Okay. Okay. What do you call an old snowman?
Old man.
A puddle.
No. Close. Water.
Okay. Water.
Great. Okay.
Water.
I get it. Because it's old. It used to be. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. How do sheep in Mexico say Merry Christmas?
Feliz Navidad.
Navidad.
No. Fleece. Fleece Navidad.
Fleece.
Okay. Yeah. Fleece.
She says fleece.
I say fleece. You say right. Navidad.
Yeah.
Fleece Navidad. Fleece Navidad.
I don't think they say anything. They're not.
Oh, that is a bat. It's more of a bat. Right. Okay, what do you get if you deep fry Santa Claus?
Deep fried butter?
No, that would be churn. Crisp Kringle.
Crisp.
Crisp Kringle. Okay, last one. I need a little bit of audience participation.
Let's do it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Snow.
Snow who?
Snow business like show business.
No truer words have ever been spoken.
No truer words. Oh, man. That was good. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Happy December.
Thanks. Happy December, everybody.
First
How many
December
more days
show.
Till Christmas? Whoa, 21?
21.
19? That's not true. 19. All right, everybody. We got to get out of here. Subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, MagicHourRadio.com, all that good stuff. Doug, what did we learn on the show tonight?
The place to rob during winter conditions is a snowbank.
And so it has come to this.
Thank you for tuning in today.
I have enjoyed every single minute of it.
Some programs and portions of programs presented by this station are recorded.
I'll see you along the way.
I don't like goodbyes, so I'm not going to use that word. Instead, I'm simply going to say thank you.
I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
And that's the way it is.
On behalf of our entire staff, good night.
Good night.
Good night. And good luck.
The Magic Hour.
The Magic Hour Radio Production.